got a contested race, so maybe after the meeting. God. He's a good guy.
Called order the special Board of Supervisors meeting. Today's March 13, 2012. The time is 9 o'clock a.m. If everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First thing on our agenda this morning is public comment. This is a time where you can address this board on any issue that is not on today's agenda. I have specific requests to talk about today's agenda item. Is there anybody who wishes to speak about anything not on the agenda today? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item 3A, reconsider the decision to order a special election to vote on the question of formation of the proposed Veterans Memorial District.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Doering. I'm Monica Nino, Chief Executive Officer. I'm here before you this morning to request your reconsideration of the decision to order a special election to vote on the question of the formation of the proposed Veterans Memorial District and to elect the members of the first Board of Directors. On March 6, 2012, this Board of Supervisors, during a public hearing process, ordered the formation of the Stanislaus County Veterans Memorial District and the election of the members of the first Board of Directors to be placed on the presidential primary election on June 5th, 2012. Since that public hearing, the Veterans Organization requested to meet with county staff to better understand the implications of the formation of the Veterans Memorial District and the associated costs to Stanislaus County, and in particular the citizens of Stanislaus County. Chief Executive Office staff, along with County Council, Area Agency on Aging, and Veterans Services, met with a few of the veterans who sponsored the gathering of the signatures for the petition to form the Veterans Memorial District. At that meeting, the veterans asked for the clarification of the California Military and Veterans Code, as well as other potential solutions that would allow them to create a district and obtain a meeting place. The county provided information to the veterans for their meeting and the following day with a larger veterans group. On Friday, March 9, 2012, the veterans organization met to discuss the potential implications of the formation of the Veterans Memorial District. Invited to the meeting was myself, the CEO of Stanislaus County, along with Mr. Doering, our county council. At that meeting, it was expressed that the veterans now understood that the formation of the Veterans Memorial District would create a tremendous burden, financial burden, on the citizens of Stanislaus County. They discussed their desire to have a place where they could meet as well as consolidate veteran services. Attached to this board agenda item is a letter dated March 9, 2012, that was presented to me, the Chief Executive Officer. The veterans organization who sponsored the petition was the author of this letter, requested the Board of Supervisors to withdraw the request to form a Veterans Memorial District and to form a local Stanislaus Veterans Commission, of which they could be an advocate on behalf of all veterans in the community. The goal, as a result of this staff recommendation before you today, would be that CEO staff, along with our Area Agency on Aging Veteran Services staff, along with County Council, we would bring back further recommendations to this Board of Supervisors at a future board meeting to develop a commission on behalf of that would represent all veterans within Stanislaus County, and more than likely the formation would fall in line with five appointments potentially. We have other advisory boards of this likeliness, and typically they have each one of these board members have had a seat at that table, and they would probably be appointed by each board member, along with bringing back recommendations on behalf of the bylaws for that commission, along with a future meeting place, and to meet both the goals of everyone's needs and together. And as I mentioned, those recommendations would come back before this board. What I have before you today are four recommendations. The first one is to rescind the prior approval and withdraw the order to hold the special election in accordance with the Military and Veterans Code. The second one is to adopt an order pursuant to the Military Veterans Code Section 1178 and abandon the creation of the proposed district. Recommendation 3 discusses the pursuant to the Election Code 9605 and to direct staff to forward a copy of this resolution of the Board of Supervisors ordering the withdrawal of the order of the election for the creation of the proposed Veterans Memorial District to the Stanislaus County Elections Official, on or before March 14th of 2012. Staff recommendation 4 is to direct staff to work with the veterans organization and to return to this Board of Supervisors with suggestions on how, along with recommendations, that may assist the veterans organization in establishing their goal of creating a more formal organization as well as identifying their facility needs. I'm available along with, I have staff who were here at the March 6th presentation here to answer any questions you may have.
Does any Board of Supervisors have any questions or comments at this time?
Whether we can just cancel an election after people have already signed up to run for it. Just a legal implication.
Speaker's not trying this one.
I don't know why that one didn't work, but just any legal implications of canceling election after candidates have signed up.
This is Dean Wright with the County Council's office, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Nino and Mr. Doring. No, there doesn't appear to be any statutory limitation on the authority of the board under Elections Code Section 9605. So the answer is that we're not aware of any legal issue. You have that authority.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions at this time? Okay, at this time I will ask for public comment, and I'll start with the list I have. And first one I'm going to mispronounce, and I apologize, Carolyn. Carolyn Hebenstrike, followed by Larry Johnson. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning. I'm Carolyn Havenstrike, manager for Stanislaus County Veterans Services. I'd like to thank the entire board for this opportunity to speak, and I would also like to say a special thanks to Patty Hill Thomas for all her support with our veterans groups. First of all, I would like to thank all the veterans for their decision, for their devotion to this county in asking the board to reconsider the formation of the proposed Veterans Memorial District. They understand now the burden that it would impose on all our taxpayers. They are all heroes in my book. In lieu of this district, I know they would very much like the board to form the Stanislaus County Veterans Commission. They would like the board to appoint 5 members, and each member could appoint 2 members to form the commission. I would like to request that your staff work with us to help form this commission and that it be done as soon as possible. I would also like to request the board to take into consideration the moving of the Area Agency on Aging and Veteran Services to the County Center 3 facility. Due to all the new programs that aging has had to take on and to better assist the new Veterans Commission, we need much more room. Also, in doing this, we would be saving the county money, as the County Center 3 is county property. I understand that the county is having to make deep cuts, because we as a division, there is only 4 of us, well, I should say 3.5, that's not a short joke either, have been hard hit. I have lost a full-time veterans representative. My clerk was cut to part-time, but our required services have increased. I just want the board to understand that we are the smallest division in this county, but we bring in more money and increase monthly income more than any other division. So I would think management would want to increase our services instead of cutting it, since money is the issue. I am very proud of our Veterans Service Office and staff. I was very much against the Veterans Service Office being put under the Area Agency on Aging in 1993, but thanks to them, we have come from the basement at Scenic facility to a very nice office with many more assets to assist our veterans. I want to thank you for your time and consideration, and remember, we all live free because of our veteran heroes. Thank you.
Thank you. Larry Johnson, followed by Kenneth Krause.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, members of the Board of Supervisors. My name is Larry Johnson. I have been asked to speak on behalf of the five potential candidates who would have been Board of Directors for the Stanislaus County Memorial District had it been formed. This last week has been a whirlwind, but an educational week for us. We have learned an awful lot just in this short period of time, especially how the election process works and how much it costs to put on an election, which we were not aware of at all in the beginning. As far as the tax burden that would have been imposed upon the taxpayers of Stanislaus County, we being taxpayers ourselves, we get our tax bill every year and we see what all of the various bond issues are connected to our tax bill, as well as Mellow Roos. And consequently, when we saw what the cost would be to the taxpayers, we couldn't, in good conscience, proceed with forming the district. Therefore, we have gone to what we call Plan B, which has been discussed down through the years since I have been on the board, which is about 10 years. I am president currently of the Korean War Veterans Association, Chapter 203 in Turlock, the Forgotten War. I have been president of that organization twice. I'm on my second term now. And originally, we were giving a place to hold our meetings in a church in Turlock. But shortly thereafter, the church needed the space that we were using for our meetings and requested that we find another place, which we did. The second meeting place was in a Raley's grocery store. After that, a short time, there were probably about 2 years we met there. Then we were forced to leave again, and we went and are currently meeting in the VFW Hall in Turlock. For the past 10 years, having been a major part of that organization, I have commuted all of these years to Turlock to hold our meetings. And that's a primary reason why I have become involved. I'm also a VSO officer for that group, and that's why I chose to get involved in this process of trying to form the Veterans Memorial District for this county. In the process down through the years, we have had excellent cooperation from not only past boards, county boards of supervisors, but also current, as well as county agencies of the county, and one in particular, and that is Patty Hill's group, and her staff have helped us down through the years many, many times. And we certainly want to make that public and thank you and those people for helping us. I won't reiterate what the letter was that we sent to you requesting that we not form the district, and I know it's going to be addressed again. So I will relinquish to the next speaker. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Kenneth Krause, followed by Richard Gayton. Good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ken Krause. I live at 8806 Womble Road in Oakdale. I'm a submarine veteran with 4 years in the U.S. Navy. I belong to the United States Submarine Veterans Organization, Mare Island Base, which meets at the Veterans Memorial Building of Vallejo. I'm not against the forming of a new Veterans Memorial District in our area, but I am against the construction of a new building for its use. It has been stated that this could possibly increase my property taxes by $450 per year. There are three other Veterans of Foreign Wars halls in our area in Modesto, Turlock, and Ripon. I suggest that one of these locations be looked into as an already established meeting place. Thank you.
Thank you. Richard Gayton, followed by Carl Jelatek.
I apologize for mispronouncing names. All right. Morning, Richard.
Good morning. I've been in front of the board before, as you recall, last year on veteran issues. My concern is that I'm one of your candidates. There's a lot of misconception what's going on. I'm here for clarification. I represent the West Side, which I call the West Side is the 33 corridor, from Wesley all the way to Newman. It seems that the West Side veterans are not getting the attention they should be getting, but that's why I'm here. I'm representing them. I also set up a shop called the West Side Veterans. I also do a veteran services claim. I assist veterans filing for their claims on the West Side. Not only that, I'm also your 12th district commander for AMVITS, and I'm also the commander for Post 2009, which we hold our monthly meetings over here at Santa Cruz. So I would like to see, I would withdraw my name as a candidate if the West Side can have a seat on this commission so we can be well represented, not just Modesto, because I'm also your Equal Opportunity for Housing Disability Commissioner for City of Modesto, which I was brought in from the City Council as part of the West Side. And I see a lot of things. To me, the West Side has always been neglected. We always seem to be getting the last thing. I was unaware of the other candidates, who they were, and I, like everybody else, I read the paper, and finding out Modesto B does not cover the West Side because it doesn't pertain to the West Side Newman, because so, I inquired because of some issue on that. So there is a lot of misconception on this, and if it goes for property tax, you know, I'm against that, but I'm for helping veterans. That's my main issue. And as you can see, I'm also a Vietnam veteran. And that's why I'm here, is to consider you creating a commission for the West Side veterans and one commissioner on that side. Thank you much.
Thank you. All right, Carl, followed by Doug Miller.
Morning. Our veterans deserve better. This is a partial history, a snapshot in time of the Stanislaus County veterans and the unprecedented and egregious conduct against their forming an entity known as a Veterans Memorial District. The Citizens for Constitutional Government, CCG, veterans and others within our organization allied ourselves with the Stanislaus County veterans when we learned that their first two signature gathering efforts were unsuccessful for what we quickly learned wasn't from a lack of public interest, but an effort to prevent the issue from ever coming before the people. It is the position of the CCG that our rights come to us by God and are defended for us in this realm by our men and women in uniform, past, present, and above all, those that gave their last full measure of devotion for our freedom. It is a testament to their service that we can stand in front of a grocery store or places where our fellow citizens congregate and have the right to speak freely, to register to vote, educate them on issues that they may not be aware or wish to participate for our respective communities. What follows is a detailed research and reporting of what others don't want you to know, and as you will soon realize, is diabolical. The veterans' two signature gathering efforts ended abruptly when an alleged same errors by two different county councils and the clerk recorder. You see, the veterans must use county council as their representative, so the county council represents the veterans and county simultaneously. So the first efforts to impede the veterans were done by two different county councils and the clerk recorder. The county councils didn't have to come up with any fancy or complicated legalese when they wrote the title and summary for the Veterans Memorial District petition for the signature gathering process. It was already spelled out in the statute, word for word, comma for comma, period for period. So when two different county councils altered it and placed a time limit on the veterans when by statute none is required of them, it guaranteed the inability to attain the signatures in the amount of time that was actually less time than that for a regular petition to qualify. The veterans have no time limit, where a regular petition has to attain the requisite number of signatures in 180 days. The veterans had to rely upon the county to provide a master petition formatted for the signature gathering process. The veterans' effort was further impeded by a petition that was one signature short of the number listed. That means that where a petition has 10 numbered slots for a voter to sign, 1 through 10, The veterans petition, as provided by the county, was 1 through 4 and 6 through 10. They were numbered incorrectly, leaving one in the middle out. So what appeared and was numbered to be 10 signatures on a sheet were really 9. The CCG with the veterans had a meeting with then county council and members of the Board of Supervisors and conveyed the position of the CCG on behalf of the veterans. The CCG then produced an appropriate petition to the county that satisfied the statutes with which the veterans must conform. The veterans and the CCG successfully argued with the county over the title and summary issues on the petition from the first two efforts, since the total signatures equaled nearly twice what they needed. It wouldn't require the veterans to mount a third effort. Ultimately, the county agreed, and since the clerk recorder by statute is to maintain the petitions and signatures for public inspection, and they have no time limit, the veterans should be set, or at least qualified. No, the veterans were impeded again, for the signatures vanished from the clerk recorder, possibly via the shredder. No time limit and a statutory requirement for public inspection. Any resources the veterans had were utilized in the first two efforts. As the heroes they are, the Memorial District effort could not affect any or all the other community services all the different veteran groups perform. The veterans do much in the county, in the community, as services many are unaware. In an effort worthy of our men and women in uniform, they mounted their third effort, and the CCG were an honor to participate. The effort went forward and was calculated in such a way as to not allow a special election and burden the people, as when they were in uniform, their concerns have always been the people. There are many statutory time frames after the collection of the last signature in their submission, and an error in calculation could cost the people of Stanislaus County hundreds of thousands of dollars. One day, the veterans received a register from the clerk recorder, the letter saying, we won't take any more of your signatures, count any more, you are qualified. With a regular petition, a proponent submits the signatures once. If they have enough, they are put on the ballot. But if they are short, the proponent must start again from the beginning. The veterans have no such requirement. The clerk, by statute, must take multiple submissions, verifying them until the veterans attain enough. The CCG performed pre-verification, validity, anti-fraud, and voter registration review for the veterans and had somewhere between 5,000 and 8,000 additional signatures unprocessed when the letter came from the registrar clerk recorder. Though the veterans tried to get the clerk recorder to take the signatures, they refused, even to destroy them, and left the destruction of the extra signatures to the veterans, which they destroyed. Sometime later, the veterans received another letter from the clerk recorder, and I'm paraphrasing here, gee, we're really sorry, but you need 999 more signatures from unincorporated areas of the county, the most difficult kind to obtain, and usually means long distances between houses of registered voters in rural areas. Many of those destroyed were from unincorporated areas like Keys and Salida. The veterans then attained a list from the registrar clerk recorder of voters in unincorporated areas. Like the heroes